We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're on page Mem Hei, the footnote at the bottom. At the end of the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim quotes from the Gra in his famous letter, page Mem Hei, where the Gra says that every word a person utters when he's speaking in shul at a time that he's not supposed to speak, and if he's saying things he shouldn't be saying, so he's going to pay the price for each and every word that he says, and everything gets recorded. So that was the Chafetz Chaim went on a tangent to speak about the gravity of speaking in shul. We'll go back up to the letter Ches. Ve'im al mi shemseper lashon hara o rechilut uzaken. What happens if a person says lashon hara or rechilut? He speaks slander, he speaks ill of someone who is an elder. And ve'ginau baze befanav. And standing in the person's presence, he shames him. Afilu uzaken hamaretz. Even if he's old and not learned, he's just an old person who doesn't know too much. We're going to read in this week's parsha. There's a mitzvah vehadarta pnei zaken. Give glory to an elder. There's a manner in which the Torah wanted us to treat an elder, and our sages said that elder over here is not only a wise man, because the previous verse says mipnei seiva takum, stand in face of an elder. And then the verse goes on and says, "Vehadarta pnei zaken," and glorify the face of a zaken. So, in the beginning of the pasuk, it speaks about a seva, an elder, and at the end of the pasuk, it speaks about a zaken. So, we ordinarily translate both as an elder. Yet, our sages discerned, and our sages said that the word seva means one who is old, irrespective of their wisdom. The term zaken comes, it's really a conjunction of two words, ze kana. Zaken means he acquired wisdom. So you could have someone who's not so old, but they're a zaken. In modern Hebrew, zaken is an old man. But in Tanakh, our sages said that seva means someone old. Zaken is someone sagacious, someone wise. And so our sages said, even though the simple reading of the verse would indicate, mipnei seva takum, anyone old, stand up in their honor. And glorify someone who's gained wisdom with their age, right? It would seem to say two different mitzvot. Our sages say punctuate it differently. Put a colon, a comma there, a semicolon. When you see someone older, you should stand up in their honor and you should glorify them. Now go back and reread those two words. Takum vehadalta pnei zaken. You should also stand up and glorify someone who is wise with age, who's gained wisdom in their age. So our sages said that these two mitzvot go back on the word seva and forward on the word zaken. So that's why the Chafetz Chaim says that if someone would speak lashon hara in the presence of someone old, even if they're not learned, that's not glorifying the person. And even though the term vehadarta, to glorify, seems to be focused on zaken, someone who's gained wisdom of Torah, our sages said, no, we have to glorify anyone who's older. We have to give a certain amount of respect. Shehidur u'kibud dvarim. What does it mean to glorify, says the Chafetz Chaim? We're on the bottom line on page Mem Hei. That's the way we speak of them. Dehainu ledaber lo bederech kavod ve'adnut. We speak to them in a respectful way. We speak to them as though they are the master. Uvemakom shemeganeyu, we turn the page to page Mem Vav, and if he is deriding him, if he is insulting him, so then vevaday no meadro, certainly that's not glorifying him. So that's the first point we hear in the Chafetz Chaim. Now, sometimes this can be difficult. Sometimes as people age, they can become crabby. They can become difficult. And it's very tempting to speak about them. And it's very tempting not to be so respectful. I boarded a bus once and there was an old man there yelling at everyone. So no one really wanted to respect this old man. I'm not saying that anything an old person does is legitimate, but I am saying that this mitzvah is relevant. We do have to find a way to honor our elders, even if it's not always so comfortable. Sometimes it can be in shul that an old man says, get out of my seat. And you feel like saying, why should you talk that way? I'll be happy to give you your seat, but why yell at me? But is it my position to rebuke him? Or should I just smile respectfully and say, sure, I'm sorry, here's your seat. Sometimes we think that saying I'm sorry means I did something wrong. And it doesn't always have to mean I did something wrong. We should be able to say, I'm sorry you're upset. I'm not sorry because I did something wrong. You know, if someone walks into the room and says, I'm so mad, and you say, I'm sorry, does that have to indicate you did something wrong, or can it be I'm sorry for you? So, coming back to here, we learned today about the mitzvah of respecting someone who's older, speaking to them in a nice way, in a way that is glorifying. And the Chafetz Chaim added this to the laws of Shmirat HaLashon, because in the realm of taking care not to say Lashon Hara, so we have another biblical mitzvah with regards to someone who has reached the age of 70, someone who's considered an elder. By the way, sometimes you're sitting in shul, or you're sitting on a bus, and an old man gets on the bus. If you stand up, you did the mitzvah Ve'adarta Mipnei Seivah Takum. Stand for an older person. You know, sometimes we don't think about it. Older people walk in and we don't stand up. And our sages say, even Zaken Hashmai, even if it's someone who's older, even says if you, even if he's not Jewish, we stand up for them. Yeah.
So if you have a very bad
politician
in your country, can you